This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Video games are a $300 billion a year industry with players cutting across all demographics. The AARP held its first summit for the video game industry earlier this year, given data showing a quarter of video gamers in the U.S. are 50 and older. Yet, older gamers don't spend nearly as much as their younger counterparts, and some see a missed opportunity here. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
Celia Pierce has been studying older gamers for years. She teaches game design at Northeastern University. She says unlike the game industry, Hollywood has recognized the market power of older people.
There are so many television programs for and about older adults now, and it is baffling to me that the game industry is not taking the hint.
Pierce is part of a new research group at Northeastern called Games for Life. It wants to bridge the gap between what older players want and need and the game industry, which is dominated by people under 35. Pierce says take game controllers, which require dexterity. They're hard to use for anyone with a repetitive strain injury or arthritis. And there's another thing.
Tiny, tiny fonts. We can't read them. I always tell my students, please make a bigger font size. Nobody over 30 can read a 0.5 font size.
Plus, she says older people don't just opt for brain teasers. They like a variety of games.
Including very story-heavy games, like adventure games.
Alex Pong is a veteran gamer. He says the first one he tried
was literally the first video game. Atari's Pong.
Today, at 58, he's still a big fan of the Star Wars games, but he also enjoys quick games like Wordle on his phone.
It takes maybe 2 minutes to play, is engaging, and then it's done. I don't have to learn new controls.
Or take the time to familiarize himself with a whole new fantasy world. Kenny Rosenblatt is CEO of Arcadium, which makes word and puzzle games. The company now focuses solely on older gamers, what he calls grown-up gamers.
We knew that we needed to differentiate ourselves, and there was nobody in the entire gaming business that explicitly said they want the grown-up gamer to be their primary demographic.
Rosenblatt says his gamers play to stay sharp and to stay social. He says players have asked the company to design more multiplayer games that they can play on a phone, tablet, or computer.
They were really looking for ways to connect to other people through games.
He says most are in their 60s and 70s, with some in their 80s. Alex Pong says he'll likely still be playing games at that age.
So long as they're available and I can find ones I like, why not?
He says games engage a part of his brain nothing else does. And they're fun. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.